As we begin this poetic prayer walk, take a few moments to check in with your body. If you haven't started walking already, go ahead and begin at a leisurely pace. As you walk, ask yourself, what am I feeling today? How is my general mood? Am I at ease? Content? Anxious? Happy? Angry? Frustrated? Am I fully present or distracted? Am I rested or tired? What words might you add to better describe any current feelings? Try not to judge these feelings. Merely acknowledge them, and even welcome them on the walk with you. Take a few moments to consider the thoughts that are going through your head. What is occupying your mental space today? Work? Family? Relationships? To-do lists? School? A book you've recently read? A movie you recently watched? The news headlines of the day? Try not to judge these thoughts. Merely acknowledge them. And maybe even invite them to stay behind while you are on this walk. You can return to them in time. Take a few moments to check in with your body. How do your joints feel? Your muscles? Are you carrying any tension today? Maybe in your back, your shoulders, your legs, feet, arms, hands, head? Draw your attention now to the feeling of the ground upon your feet. Notice the temperature of the air around you. Listen for the sounds of birds or the wind rustling in the trees. Come into this present moment. Take a moment to breathe deep and feel the air filling your lungs. Hold it for a moment. Then release. Try that on your own a few more times. Take some time while the music plays to thank God for the gift of your body. Not in a general sense, but in a very specific sense. Not just for feet in the abstract, but for these feet, the ones carrying you right now. Not just for legs in general, but these legs that hold you up. Not for backs, but for your back. Now, let us continue to walk in a spirit of prayer. Christ as a light, illumine and guide us. Christ as a shield, overshadow and cover us. Christ be under us, on left and on right. Christ be before us. Christ be behind us. Christ be within us. Christ be without us. Christ as a light, illumine and guide us. Amen. Each week, you will be invited to listen and meditate on a short poem. Celtic spirituality often used poetry to help enhance the beauty of language and the creative word that calls the world into existence. These selected poems focus on themes of experiencing nature, mystery, the immanence of the divine, and the sanctity of human life. You will hear the poem read four times by four different readers, followed by a time of music. Use this time to reflect on what you've heard. As it is read the first time, listen for a word or phrase that jumps out at you and captures your imagination. Don't force it, but wait on the inspiration of the Spirit. The Pedagogy of Conflict by Padraig O Tuama. When I was a child, I learnt to count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But these days, I've been counting lives. So I count one life, one life, one life, one life. One life, because each time is the first time that that life has been taken. Legitimate target has 16 letters and one long, abominable space between two dehumanizing words. Thank you. as the poem is read for the second time, take a moment to reflect on how the poem makes you feel. What emotions are being brought up by the text?
When I was a child, I learned to count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But these days I've been counting lives, so I count one life, one life, one life, one life, one life. Because each time's the first time that that life has been taken. Legitimate target has 16 letters and one long, abominable space between two dehumanizing words.
During the third reading, consider the silences between the words being said aloud. What is implied, alluded to, omitted?
When I was a child, I learnt to count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. but these days I've been counting lives, so I count one life, one life, one life, one life, one life. Because each time is the first time that the life has been taken. Legitimate target has 16 letters and one long, abominable space between two dehumanizing words.
As the poem is read one final time, listen for the invitation of the Spirit. How are you being called to see the world differently as a result of this experience? What are you being called to do? Who are you being called to be?
When I was a child, I learned to count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But these days, I've been counting lives, so I count. One life. One life. One life. One life. One life. Because each time is the first time that that life has been taken. Legitimate target has 16 letters and one long, abominable space between two dehumanizing words.
Thank you.
As we come to a close, you have the option to do what feels most natural as a form of response. You may decide to continue walking in silence. You may want to memorize the words of the poem so that it begins to take up residence in your soul beyond this walk. You may want to find a place to pause for a time of personal prayer. You may want to write or draw in a journal. Whatever you sense the Spirit inviting you to do, I encourage you to honor the invitation. May we follow the example of Jesus, who showed us how to walk in full communion with God and with others. Therefore, in closing, let us join in prayer as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.